You're listening to KHM, and right now I have Marty O'Reilly in here. This is pretty exciting. Last minute. It was awesome.
Yeah, spur of the moment.
Spur of the moment. But it's cool. We were just talking about your first time, your first show, I guess, in the area was at Siren Song Tavern in Eureka.
Yeah.
Now you're coming back. How long ago was that?
It was about 3 years ago. We were just talking about this morning because I remember when we came through, we didn't know where we were going to sleep. And I think we just like asked the crowd if anyone knew had a place we could crash, and we're staying with the same folks that we did that night. We made, you know, friends, and now we hang out with them every time we come to town, and we just keep coming back to Siren Song just because it's they take good care of us there, and we always have a wonderful time. So, you know, we don't see any reason not to.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I was at a show there last night, and people were there all excited that you were going to be there.
Oh, cool. Glad to hear that.
So that was awesome. They were like, yeah, I know this guy isn't from here, but you need to go and see him. And
cool.
That's really cool.
Who was playing last night?
It was Brian McPherson.
Oh, I know that name.
Yeah. He, like, is a really good storyteller.
Cool.
A troubadour, yeah. With his, like, guitar. And then a new band called No Pardon. It has Rosalind Parducci in it and Chris Pereira, who's in The Trouble Here. I don't know if you've seen them. And then
all those names sound familiar to
me. Amber Grimes.
Yeah, I mean,
does upright bass. You probably know him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. Awesome. Well, you're going to play a couple tracks?
Yeah, I was going to play something else. And then when you put on the Blind Willie Johnson thing, I thought I might as well do something sort of in that vein. It's just sort of a medley piece that I do. The first Blind Willie Johnson song I ever heard was this gospel tune. It's called something like Let Your Light Shine on Me, and I found it by accident, and these are just the words from it, and then I sort of mixed it around with some other gospel songs. I know that I've got religion, and I ain't ashamed that your light from a lighthouse shine on me, let it shine on, let it shine on. It's your light from a lighthouse, doctor. Dog.
I feel like I need to amplify all the clapping. Yeah, help me clap.
Pretend there's other people in the room.
Yeah, I know. Make sure you have more of an applause coming up with the siren song tonight. Yeah. That was awesome.
Thank you.
All right, sweet. Well, Chuck told me from Chuck Johnson, who does the Humboldt Live sessions, told me to wink at you the whole time.
Oh, my goodness. That man has a wicked sense of humor that I deeply appreciate.
How did you end up getting hooked up with the Humboldt Live sessions?
We just found him drunk on the street late at night and threw him in the van, gave him a camera, and he ended up being good with it. And sort of, we take a little bit of credit for how the Humboldt Live sessions started. It was really our fault. No.
I like that story.
Yeah. Hopefully it can that rumor will spread. My fiddle player, Chris Lynch, knew about the Humboldt Live sessions, and we were coming through town for the first time, and he said, we should do something with this guy, check his videos out. And I looked at some of the other stuff that he shot, and I thought, God, this is really cool. I just really liked the whole aesthetic that he was going for. The colors were so vibrant, and the camera work was so cool. And it was the beginning of just, like, understanding and appreciating the cool thing that can happen when a band is playing and one person just has a camera and they're moving it around and capturing the moment as it occurs. You know, there's no editing or at least switching between shots required. So you're literally just following this thing around as if you're in somebody else's, seeing through their eyes. And we just really enjoyed working with Chuck. And so we shot our first video with him the morning after our first show at the Siren Song. And we'd finished the show, probably got out of there about 2:30 in the morning, and then woke up at something like 6 in the morning or 7 in the morning.
Wow.
The next day to go shoot our first video with him, which we did in Redwood Park. And so we're all just totally beat, and I'm pretty sure we were hungover, and we're like hiking out into the woods with an upright bass and like just kind of like wondering where we're going and what we're doing. But
did people give you weird looks?
No, nobody really saw us when we were hiking out, and we didn't really run into anyone until we had set up and picked a location. And it was just kind of this magical thing of like people walking through the forest to walk their dog or go for their morning run. And all of a sudden in the middle of the redwoods on this beautiful day, there's like a band set up playing music. And I've always thought that the sound of the redwoods is just really cool. There's just this really unique quietness to it, and when I listened to the video, it was kind of captured in the audio of that, and it was just kind of this magical moment where it kind of felt like something. It was our first tour, and it kind of felt like the beginning of something special, and that video was going to be a part of it, and it really has been. Thousands of people all over the world have seen that video now, and when we play in England or Ireland or in the southern United States, people always say, oh, we saw that video of you playing in the Redwoods. People say that to me all the time. And it was just cool that such an early moment in what we were doing is sticking with us and traveling with us as we go.
That's awesome. And I like the video you did with the Shook Twins.
Yeah, that was fun.
In the tattoo shop?
Yeah.
That was awesome. Did you know them before?
The Shook Twins?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my fiddle player, Chris, plays with them sometimes. And,
okay, sweet.
So we...
And Chris is the one that went to HSU, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he went there for a little bit. And So we've played a number of shows with the Shucksteins. We played at Humber's with them once, and we've done a short tour with them, and they're good friends, wonderful, talented ladies.
Cool beans. Cool beans. Yeah, I've spoken to Laurie Shook before. Yeah, that was cool.
Cool. On the show?
Awesome. Yeah, on the show, yeah. Which cool. is neat. Yeah. And Chris is another one that Chuck told me to wink at.
Well, Chuck will be there tonight.
And you could wink at him the whole time?
I guess so. I mean, I don't know why he couldn't just wink at me then, but he has some sort of ulterior motives.
Perhaps. Well, are you ready to play another one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sweet. Awesome.
You're mentioning that you are from West Virginia, and this is a song that I wrote about an experience I had in Virginia.
Mercy on me, the two of us alone at the table, and it hurts me seeing you looking straight down at the maple. Maybe we'll speak when we're able. Maybe we're lost in our thoughts. Maybe we're looking for God. And again, maybe we're not. She finds a way to worship all of the things I've forgotten. Worship the things I've forgot. Throughout this dark room, the strangers are clinking the glass. Nothing but shadows moving the air as they pass. And their laughter seems distant and kind, but they take no notice and they pay no mind to the ghost of our past. Not to the ghost of our past. She finds a way to make it all last. Way to make it all last.
I like that a lot. That was cool. I have a question from one of my listeners. They wanted me to ask you.
You got a question? That's exciting.
They want to know the origin of Dreamcatcher.
Oh, the origin of Dreamcatcher. Oh, okay. my goodness, what's happening?
That's the fire whistle. It's on top of the building next door.
Okay.
So anytime anything goes on here in Ferndale...
The origin of Dreamcatcher. Dreamcatcher is this song that is on our first album, Pray for Rain. And we don't get to perform it live that often because it's a more delicate piece. and I wrote it on the banjo. And most of the time, the shows that we play are there. We play a lot of like big, crowded, rowdy bars, and you just can't get away with those kinds of songs. So when we get to play that song, it's kind of a treat. And it's, I'm pretty sure it's the only like romantic love song that's on that album, because that last song I just played is actually about more about family. It's not and so when I wrote Dreamcatcher, the chorus is I can keep a secret if you can keep me in your heart, and a lot of people ask me like, oh, what was going on there, really the only reason I had written that line is because I had recently fallen in love with somebody that I worked with, and we didn't want our coworkers to know, so we had to keep it secret for a while, and this girl she had trouble with nightmares and stuff, and so it was kind of how that song came about.
Okay, neat. Thank you so much for the background.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's ever asked me that before.
It was a good question, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
It's definitely a good question. Are you guys going to put out another EP anytime soon or album?
So we just released an EP in December.
Last year. Okay, yeah.
And it's called Preach 'Em Now. And with both of our recording experiences, we had a lot of fun and we were really happy with the products. But I think we decided that the next time we would do an album, we really want to take as much time as we need. In both cases, it was sort of this rushed process. And there is the pressure of, like, people are waiting for more recorded works. So I think maybe we'll just release some singles for fun in the meantime so that people have some new material to hear. But I've been writing our next record pretty much since last summer. And I've got most of it written, but I think we're in the process of learning the songs, and we've started performing a few of them live. But I think we're really going to take our time and really there's just this underlying sense in the band that there's a really special record that we want to make, and we want to take all the steps to do that because we know that we can. So it'll be a little while before it's released, but we're going to start working on it soon.
That's very mature of you guys and awesome.
Thank you.
put the actual time that's needed into an album to make a really quality thing instead of being concentrated on getting it out as fast as you possibly can. So that's good. And a lot of people who tour a lot like you do, it seems like it's more economical to put out songs single-wise instead of full albums, because you have to take the time off the road to record the album, don't you?
Totally. And we've never really been the band to do that. But we probably should be, because we're on the road pretty much full time. And so when I think about the scheduling for this next record, I look at our calendar and I'm like, oh my God, how are we going to do this? When are we going to do this? But you know, we work really, really hard. We're pretty much constantly working. You know, even if we're not on tour, there's a lot of other, lots of different kinds of work that goes into making a project like this move forward. And so, you know, we're getting home in a week, and we're getting home in a couple of days after being on the road for 3 weeks, and we're pretty much immediately going to go on a band retreat to rehearse for a few days. And so, I have faith that we can accommodate into our schedule the time that we'll need to really do it.
Is home base still Santa Cruz?
It is for my fiddle player and I, my drummer Matt and my bass player Ben. They live in Berkeley in Oakland.
Okay.
So we're just kind of distributed throughout the Bay Area.
Well, at least you're still within a day's drive of each other, so that's good.
Oh, yeah. It's like an hour and a half. And so when we get together and rehearse, we'll usually do it for 2 or 3 days. All right. I just got to finish tuning here real quick.
I like your guitar. How long have you had it?
I've had this guitar for probably about 10 years.
What kind is it?
It's a handmade resonator guitar. It's Nicaraguan rosewood, and on my last tour, I kind of got to learn its story, which is, like, way too long to tell right now, but short version, it was built in 1973 or 74, I don't know who built it, but I know who restored it. And it was built at Roberto Venn School of Luthiering in Phoenix, Arizona.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
And the sound is awesome.
And it's sturdy. I'm not very good at taking care of worldly objects, and it has been to hell and back with me. So.
How did you come into its possession?
It just ended up in the local music shop where I grew up in Sonoma. The guy who restored it knew the shop owner there, and he brought it in and said, "Hey, see what you can get for this." And I was just like, "What? See what you can get for this? This is like the most beautiful guitar I've ever seen in my life." So I walked in like the next day. I saw it hanging on the wall, and I sold my guitar right there to put money down on it. And the shopkeeper Gerard there, he knew what I was doing, the kind of music that I was playing, and he knew that this guitar and I would probably be a really good fit for each other. So he took the steps to make sure it ended up in my hands, and I'm really glad that it did. It's been all over the world with me now.
Wow, it's almost like fate, isn't it?
Totally. Like, this whole band and a lot of it, it's all been very serendipitous. It's kind of crazy, the luck that we've had, and very grateful for a lot of things.
Well, they always say that whenever there's no resistance, and it seems like, you know, everything is lining up for you, then that's definitely a path that you should take.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I think if you keep your eyes and your ears open, those things pop up more often than you might expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Well, you want to play something else?
Sure.
All right. Awesome.
This is that song that we first recorded with Chuck Johnson for the Humboldt Live series. And it's called Cold Canary Gaslight. Play it without the band, but probably should.
He reads like a Bible and acts just like a birdcage. Roars like an engine dying out on burn rage. Come blow out all the candles and fire up the limelight. She looks through him with a cold canary gaslight. Oh, sister, oh, no. Don't you look at what I have done. Oh, sister, oh, oh, no. Don't you look at what I have done. The father's at the front door, dusting off the floor mat. Brittle like his thick bark and tired like his old hat. He used to wonder how a young boy travels to a grown man. Said he walked on water and he was dancing on quicksand. You look at what I have done. Oh, Father. Oh, 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 no. Don't you look at what I have done. White sheets covered you, fire in my eyes and water pouring through the roof. And you heard I found a mine shaft, digging past midnight, crawled into the dark with a cold canary gaslight. And I tried to throw a rope down and didn't feel it pull back. Dead canary chirping now, cold blood and pitch black. I said, oh, 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 no.
I love that song. That song's amazing.
Thank you very much.
So cool. And thanks for coming in today, even though you're sick.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to. You know, it's like, if there's any way we can move what we're doing forward, you know, we all really believe in it, and we're happy to put in whatever time and work that requires. And we like this radio station. We had a lot of fun the last time we were here, and we like this place in this area, and we want to share the music with as many people as possible. So thank you for having me.
Well, let me know any single time you come through. I'd love to have the full band in here next
time.
Cool,
yeah.
That'd be really awesome.
They're being lazy. but I was like, I'm going to do this. So next time, we'll all be here.
All right, sweet. Well, go on out, see the full band. Marty O'Reilly and the Old Soul Orchestra tonight with Smooth Hound Smith on over at Siren Song Tavern at 7 p.m. It's how much? $10?
I think $5? It's like $8 or something.
I looked at the pre-sale tickets, and it was a really weird pre-sale number. It was like $8.38.
Yeah, so it's probably $8 is like a service fee. There is a decent chance that the show will sell out, so we're telling people to go online, look up tickets, and grab them because we don't want anyone to get turned away.
And I shared the event page on over at khum.com with the link, and then whenever I post the interview here in a couple minutes, it'll be up there as well.
Cool, thank you.
At khum. Awesome. Thank you so much. We're going to take a short break with some messages from some of our sponsors, and then Larry Trask will take over. KHM.